Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Lansing and Delta Township. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. It's not always what happens that affects markets. Sometimes what did not occur can be just as important. There were three significant non-events over the past week that will likely impact gold and silver prices in the near term. For more than the past 10 years, there have been regular patterns when the prices of gold and silver have suddenly fallen for reasons not related to market or political developments. Among those daily times are 3 a.m. Eastern Time when London markets open, at 8 to 8:30 a.m. Eastern just before and as the COMEX markets open, at 10 a.m. Eastern as the London PM Fix is announced, at noon Eastern, and at 2 p.m. Eastern when the Access Electronic market begins. Periodic sudden price declines typically occur in advance of COMEX gold and silver options expiration, the release of U.S. jobs unemployment reports on the first Friday of the month, three-day holiday weekends, Federal Open Market Committee meetings, important speeches by the U.S. President or other top federal officials, and international financial meetings such as for the G7, G20, IMF, and the World Bank. There are also temporary patterns of sudden price drops when prices reach certain thresholds. In the month of May, for instance, there are multiple price declines almost every time the price of gold topped $1,500 or silver passed $38. The past week saw the expiration of the COMEX June gold options and a three-day weekend. Gold prices rose above $1,500 and kept going. Silver threatened to pass $38 and finally made it in non-U.S. markets on May 30. The lack of a sudden drop in gold prices below $1,500 at the options expiration was the first surprise. Then the close of gold well over $1,500 and silver extremely close to $38 on Friday, May 27, before the three-day weekend was also unexpected. Finally, the price of silver rising above $38 early this week was the third surprise. Free markets do not trade where such patterns of sudden price drops are so predictable. Over the past decade, the price of gold is up more than 400% and silver rose in excess of 600%. However, during that same decade, the cumulative price changes for gold and silver trading in European and U.S. markets have actually declined. All of the net increases have occurred during trading in Asian markets. You don't have to agree with me that this consistent pattern of gold and silver trading reflects manipulation by the one entity that has the strongest incentive to suppress gold and silver prices, the U.S. government. You only have to know that if you engaged in gold and silver trading on the basis that prices in these markets were manipulated by the patterns I listed, you would have maximized your profits. A significant amount of resources were used to drive silver prices down by one-third and gold by almost 10% in early May. It may be that those behind the sudden price drops have so depleted their ammunition, if that's what you want to call it, that they are once again forced to allow gold and silver prices to rise to higher levels. If so, the next major resistance points for gold would likely be in the range of $1,580 to $1,600. For silver, the next battle line may be at $40. There may be at least one more significant drop in precious metals prices before this long-term bull market continues upward. Investor fears generated by the unusually large price drops in early May are also likely to lead to some timidity in jumping into the gold and silver markets. While we may see some quick price jumps in the precious metals soon, I think it may take as long as September before gold and silver reach new record highs. That's it for today. Tune in again next week for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.